Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Ara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Mishnayos this week are sponsored by the Dreyanda family in memory of Mrs. Dreyanda's mother, Motaram Bas Yitzchak, as well. And we are in Masechta Tainus. We are up to Perek Daled. We are up to Mishnayos Hey and Vav. And so the Mishnah begins as follows: Manase Kohanim Ba'am Tisha. Yesterday we mentioned the Karban Ha'itzim. We said it was a special day that certain families donated wood to be used for the Beis Hamikdash. When Bnei Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't find wood where it was usually stored, and so they had to go ahead. And some families stepped forward and donated wood. So therefore, it became their opportunity every day. That's the way it was established. Every single year, those who stepped up then would have the schus in the future. It's important sometimes in life to realize that when you step up to the plate one time, you get the schus to go ahead and do so in the future. Somebody who steps up to do a mitzvah gets that first opportunity to do so in the future as well. So, Bechad B'Nisan, B'nei Arach Ben Yehuda. On the first day of Nisan, it was the B'nei Arach Ben Yehuda. Be'eshem Thomas B'nei David Ben Yehuda. And it was also on the 20th of Thomas, it was the descendants of David HaMelech who had the opportunity. Be'chamisha Ba'av B'nei Parash Ben Yehuda. On the 5th of Av, B'nei Parash Ben Yehuda also went. B'shiva Bo'o B'nei Yonada Ben Rechav. It was the children of Yonadab ben Berechav, who Rechav was Yisro. Yonadab ben Rechav was a son therein. Basarbo b'nei Sana'a ben Binyamin. On the 10th of Av, it was the b'nei Sana'a ben Binyamin. B'chamisha asarbo b'nei Zatu ben Yehuda. B'imam Kohanim Levim b'chamisha atah b'shifto. Right? It was also anyone else who was in doubt. The Kohanim, the Levim, anyone who wasn't sure which Shevet he belonged to, and also Bechomisha, Ubne Gonve, Ubne Eli, Ubne Kutzi, Kitzios, and also the children, the descendants of the pestle thieves and the dry fig cutters. The families had to sneak their Bikurim into the Beis Hamikdash. Right? So because they were using a pestle, they claimed, to pound their figs, they were able to go ahead. They were able to go ahead and cheat it through. So at one point, they made ladders out of the wood, and so they took it down. They were able to fake the workers out, the spies, the sentries who were there to stop them from bringing it. They were able to bring it forward. So these people took risks, and they therefore are honored and called the Gonvi and Bnei Kotzei Ketzias. Be'esim bo Bnei Pachas Moab Ben Yehuda. On the 20th of Av, it was Pachas Moab, was a descendant of Yehuda. Be'esim be'elo b'nei Adin ben Yehuda. On the 20th of Elo, it was the descendants of Adin ben Yehuda. Be'echad b'tebeis shavu parash pam shnia. On the first of Teves, Parash ben Yehuda came back a second time. And by the way, the wood that they gave lasted until Nisan. And that way, it was able to handle all the way through until the cycle began again. Now, it turns out that the first of Teves was the day that they couldn't have a maimed. And why was that? Shayabo halal. First of all, there was a halal that day, right? Because it was Hanukkah. And also, the carbon musaf. There was a carbon musaf because it was Rosh Chodesh. The carbon ate him, and then there was also a carbon ate him, so that knocked out mincha ne'ila. So there was no maimed on the first of Teves. Chamisha dvarim erus ha'abuseinu b'shiva asar. There were five things that affected our forefathers on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. The Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av and five affected them on Tisha B'Av. B'Shiva Asar B'Tammuz nishtabur aluchos. On Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the luchos broke. Ubatal ha'tamid, and the tamid was nullified. Uvka'ir, and the city was surrounded and breached. B'Saraf apostumas as ha'Torah, and apostumas burnt the Torah. B'Hemit Tzelem b'Heichal, and he put up a Tzelem in the an idol in the Heichal. Right, Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, Nigzal essentially consularets in the time of the Meraglim. Right, it was determined that Bnei Yisrael were not going into Eretz Yisrael right away. B'char Ba'is Barishon B'Shnia, and the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed in both the first Beis Hamikdash and the second. That makes three bad issues. B'Nilkada Beitar, and the city of Beitar, which was the end of the Bar Kokhba revolt, it was destroyed. B'Nechrusha Ir, and then of course, the city of Yerushalayim was plowed under by Turnus Rufus after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, And so therefore, mishenechnas av mematim b'simcha. Once av comes in, we see that we eliminate activities of simcha. We don't deal business that will be used for good occasions. We don't engage in binyan. We don't get married at that time during that situation of the beginning of the month of. When we get to the end of today, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.